Lord Jesus, we want to bring our thanksgiving unto thee once again this afternoon, Lord. Thank you for your help unto us since we enter this place this morning. Thank you, Master, for the preaching of your word. Thank you for great and mighty things that you have done in the midst of your people, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, O living God, for the message of the hour. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your servant, the prophet, that you have anointed, inspired, and you have, Master, brought to us. You gave unto us, Father, to give us your word. Oh, your word of eternal life, Lord. We are very, very grateful. And Lord, we are also grateful for faithful servants of thine that have been taught by the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus, to bring your word, Master. Lord, the way it has been delivered unto us, Father. Lord, we are grateful. May you continue to help them, Heavenly Father. May you continue to anoint them. May you continue to strengthen them and bless them, loving Savior. Thank you for all that you have done for us, Master, in these services so far this day. We say, blessed be thy name, Master. Lord Jesus, all that you have done in our lives, may they be permanent, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, we look unto thee for more of your blessings, Lord. Lord, like we used to say, if we are, Lord, call it a day after this morning service, Lord, you have done something for us, Father. Lord Jesus, it is just that we have laid it down that we should be in this afternoon, so this evening service, Lord. Lord Jesus, we look unto thee for more of your blessings. Help us, loving Savior. May one thing or the other be said to help us, Master, to buckle up, to help us, Lord Jesus, to live better to your glory. Lord Jesus, speak through your servant, O God. Lord, hear through your people, Heavenly Father. Do something special once again for us this evening. Bless our gathering again, Heavenly Father. Have your way in our midst, Lord. May the blessed Holy Spirit have his free course in the midst of his people. Lord Jesus, we remember your servants in other places, Lord. May you bless them also, Father. See all of us through at the end of this service this evening. May we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Master. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Let's give a clap of it to the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Please, let's have our seats for a while and sing this song, rejoicing in what the Lord has done for us already. In 442, The Original Life. I love to sing before preaching. Just let me leave it like that. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have got the revelation by the last prophet message. And we know who we are and what we are in store for. Praise the Lord for the original land, the original land, the original sea, the original world is what I believe. The Son of Man is to be the seven seas, is of the original land, the original sea. And the world may flesh today, this is what the scripture says. And I never sin with thee, redeem a past that we do see. Yes, we are anointed. And is my God, the original land, the original heart, the original sea, the original wood, is what I believe. The Son of Man is to be the seven seas, is of the original land. Our eyes are from the Sunday as hopeful of our task. As individually release our hours, who are chained down in the past. To do God bless you. Let's stand on our feet as we read from the book of Matthew chapter 2 from verses 1 to 6. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his stars in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Before you have your seat, let's go to the original place where prophet Micah said that. Micah chapter 5 verse 2. Micah chapter 5 verse 2. Okay. "But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting." May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. We have been on this sermon, "Why Little Bethlehem?" So I think so far we should be able to at least get some points from what Brother Abraham taught us, why it has to be the little Bethlehem. So far we have seen that the Bible says that the words of God are known unto God from the beginning of the world. God has had in mind that Christ will be born in Bethlehem. Even far before he was born. So, but why will it be Bethlehem? Why not, like Brother Abraham said, why not key cities in Israel? So that is what we are looking at. And so far, we've been able to see that God in his plan to bring the Gentile in has started with a Gentile that was brought in, which was the last one that we studied about. We learned about Rahab, who married Salmon, a prince of Judah. Rahab was an harlot, but we recognize that Rahab was brought in not because by convert and marry. It was the faith of Rahab that brought Rahab in into Israel. And when she was brought in, she found favor in the sight of God to marry Salmon, and they gave her to Boaz. And that was the first Gentile that was brought in Bethlehem that married a prince in Judah. Now, Brother Abraham also said that Bethlehem is a wheat belt for the whole world. In other words, that in Bethlehem, that is where you get wheat. And that wheat brings bread. And that bread, and Jesus Christ is what? The living bread. Praise the Lord. So these are the things that we've learned so far. Maybe I should read the other part a little out of it so that you might refresh our mind on that. All right, paragraph 58. Why little Bethlehem? 58:12-28. Why little Bethlehem? Paragraph 58. Rabbi said, and we find out they had a lovely home in Bethlehem, and Solomon has established it, and it will become a great place, and the fertile land. And how beautiful it is to think of that great wheat country there, that it will be the bread place of the world. And it is true, no wonder Jesus had to be born there, because he was the bread of life. There is where all the nations come for their wheat. All the nations come for their corn, for it is in Bethlehem that had those fertile land. And you see, the little bitty thing just say, oh, it was the province of wheat. Yet, that meant something. And you see how the Gentile prince, or this Jewish prince, taking a Gentile bride back up to Bethlehem for a settling down place, a place to live, where there was plenty of bread. Praise the Lord. So that was the beginning. So Rahab married Solomon, and he brought gave back to Boaz. Now there is another beautiful story there. Let's go to the Bible before we continue with the message. Let's go and read the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 1. Faith in the heart of these people, faith in Jehovah, brought them in. And it will take faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to bring anybody in into Christ. Praise ye the Lord. Now, Ruth chapter 1. All right. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife, and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they came into the country of Moab and continued there. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. And she arose with her daughter-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord has visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughter-in-law with her. And they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house, and the Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant you that ye may find rest, each of you, in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we will return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughter, why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb, that they may be your husband? Turn again, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight, and should also bear sons, will you tarry for them till they were grown? Will you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughter, for it grieved me much for your sake that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. and upper kiss her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. If Naomi did not put to them the reality that is on ground, and they said, God bless you, follow me, Orpah will be a problem to Naomi in the land when they get there. That is the truth. Because if you are not convinced and you just follow, you will be a problem. That is the truth. That was why Abraham's nephew, Lot, was what? What did the Bible? Abraham said Lot was what? Here in his biscuit. Because he was not convinced of the message. He just followed. He was just following. That is why they will say, Pastor, O Mamiloju. Pastor, O Tabimale. Pastor, O Sheba. Pastor, you will give them problems. If you are not convinced of this message. And you are just following. But every sons and daughters of God, God will prove them to know what is in them. Praise the Lord. He said, God does that. I will read to you. God, anyway, just wait. All right. So the upper kissed her mother-in-law and went back. So, and they lifted up their voices and wept again. And upper kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back to her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Praise the Lord. Ruth has seen beyond just a marital connection between Naomi's family and herself. Ruth has seen beyond that. Ruth has seen the God of Naomi's family, and she is convinced that that is the true God. That was why, don't entreat me. I will not leave you. Let him be dead that will separate you and her. Your people will be my people, your God, my God. Praise the Lord. All right. Verse 17. Where thou diest, will I die. And where me, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. When she saw that she was steadfastly mindful to go with her, then she left speaking to her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem, and it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this not Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went half full, and the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me? So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of what? Barley harvest. Rabbi said, that is the beginning of the revival. Praise the Lord. So Ruth was convinced of the God of Israel. Ruth had faith in the God of Israel. The relationship between Ruth and Naomi is beyond the marital relationship. It has gone to a God relationship. Until she said, how will I return to my God? I will return to my people. When I know that your people are the best people on the earth. When I know that your God is the only God that there is. Praise ye the Lord. Okay. I was saying that if Orpah has followed them, she will have been a problem to them. And God, okay, maybe I should, while we are on that, let me try to read paragraph 66. Paragraph 66 of 58, 12:28. Paragraph 66, 58:12:28. All right. But here is a beautiful picture. There was one Ruth with her, another daughter-in-law. Are you there? Okay. Another daughter-in-law, which is a type again of the Gentile bride, who kissed her mother-in-law and said, I will forsake everything. I am going with you. Let your people be my people. Let your God be my God. Whether wherever you die, there I will die. Where you are buried, there I will be buried. That is it. That is what God wants. It's not that borderline, halfway, but an absolute full surrender to the kingdom of God. She kissed her. Praise the Lord. Just while we are on that, when Elijah was to be taken away from Elisha, what did Elijah say? Elijah told Elisha, he said, God has sent me to Bethel. So you stay here in Gilgal while I go to Bethel. He said, I'm not staying here. I'm following you. They got to Bethel. Elijah knew he's going away. Elijah did not see Elisha that said, Elisha, see, I'm going away. Ask what you want to ask now before I'm taken away from you. No. He put him to test. He said, I'm going to Jericho. Stay in Bethel while I go to Jericho. He said, as the Lord liveth, I will not leave you. They continued, they got to Jericho. He said, the Lord has sent me to Jordan. You stay here in Jericho. I mean, there are prophets, there are a school of the prophets here. In Bethel, there was school of the prophets. In Jericho, there was school of the prophets. You stay with them and find your level there. Let me go to where? To Jordan. He said, as the Lord liveth, I will not leave you. They continue. Their God was testing, are you convinced of what you wanted? May God help us. It was when they got to Jordan, they parted Jordan and they passed Jordan. I said, now, I've seen that you are steadfastly mindful of following me. You know what is about to happen. What do you want? May God help us. Also, in the Old Testament, God told Gideon, that mighty man of valor, he said, yeah, go. With this thy strength, I will be with you. Job, the Bible says that when Job blew the trumpet, 32,000 people followed him to go to war. 32,000. I think I'm correct. 32,000. God said, these people are too much for me to take deliver the Midianite to your hands. He said, tell them, if you are fearful and you are afraid, just go back. In Israel, before anybody goes to war, it must not be that he just married. It must not be that he has just built a house and he has not stayed inside. He has not stayed with his wife. It must not be. So these people are people that are ready to go to war. But some of them were fearful. And God said, they are too much for me. Oh, I tell them, if you are fearful, just go back. I think about 22,000 went back. Out of 32,000. Remaining how many? 10,000. God still said, these 10,000 are too much for me. He said, God said, I will try them for you. Take them to the water. That's the scripture. God said, I will try them for you. Okay, please, can we go there? I think that is Judges verse. Okay.
We are going. I've not seen it, but.
Oh, yeah, God bless you. Said, Allah will try them for thee there. That was what God said. So, we want something from God. And we say, God is not answering me. Maybe I just forget about it. We need to convince God of the reason why we want anything from God. Are you sure of what you are asking for? Or you are just saying that the minister said we should ask for the Holy Ghost. Oh God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Well, this Holy Ghost says, I don't know. I was telling the children. I said, you know, they are not small to receive the Holy Ghost. By that I know very well, whether you want to say amen or not. Sister Antirai children, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. So, I was telling them that if you ever have a notion in your heart that this Holy Ghost said that they are talking about,
Do I need it? He said, should I receive the Holy Ghost? He said, if you have, can I receive the Holy Ghost? I'm not sure about this Holy Ghost. There is no way you will receive the Holy Ghost. Because the children of Israel, oh mercy, I don't know how I will pass through this way. The children of Israel, God told them that, God told their great-great-grandfather, he said, know of a surety that your children will sojourn in a strange land. And after 400 years, I will deliver them and bring them to this place. From the Euphrates, God specified the places, the cities, the country that he has given to Abraham and his seed. But when these people got to Kadesh Barnea, they said, we can't make it. Let us get a what? A captain that will take us back to Egypt. What did God say? God sworn by himself that they will not get to that city. God said, from 20 years old upward, all of you will perish in this wilderness because of unbelief. So if we ever have a notion in our heart that this Holy Ghost said, I don't know. Oh, mercy. May I discourage you from that? In that condition, you can't receive the Holy Ghost. If you are afraid of receiving the Holy Ghost, you've got to be sure that repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for remission of sins. The Bible says, then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the what? The promise is unto you. Just as God gave the promise to Abraham, in the same way he has given us the promise of the Holy Ghost. But if we doubt it, I'm sorry. You've got to believe that it is for me. And I will receive the Holy Ghost. Because God promised me the Holy Ghost. The promise is meant for me. And because it's God promised it, and I'm a son and a daughter of God, I must receive the Holy Ghost. Praise ye the Lord. But when we are afraid and we are fearful, I'm sorry. May God help us. So God said, I will try them for you. And they got, God said, take them to the water. He said, the one that bowed his head and is drinking water, he doesn't even look around. Take him one side. The one that take water and is lapping it, take them one side. Only how many lap water? 300. So from 32,000 to what? To 300. May God help us. And it was that 300 that God brought victory for Israel. So we should never, never doubt God. The promise of God is meant for us. The promise of God is ours. And in the line of seeking the fulfillment of God's promise, Satan will come to bring doubt to your heart. But you got to be sure of what you are asking for. May God help us. All right. So, Ruth, Orpah, since Naomi told her, see, you can't get husbands. Naomi, in a short word, Naomi told them the realities on ground. Realities of impossibility of getting husband. Because that is the law. That when a man dies, his kinsman will take over his wife if they didn't have any seed. And we didn't hear the scripture that Chilion and Mahlon had children through Ruth. And they didn't have any children. So, Naomi told them, you can't get any husband from me, and you can't wait for even the children that I will give back today from getting before you, they grow old. You have already reached menopause, and there's no way for you to give back again. So forget it. So Orpah look at it, said, "Ah, that is true. I never thought of that." He said, "Okay, God bless you, Mama. So God be with you till we meet again." She turned and went back to her people and to her God. But Ruth, he said, Mama, don't you talk to me again. Don't you treat me about this matter again. Don't talk to me about this matter again. Anywhere you go, that is where I'm going. Where your people shall be, where you lodge, I will lodge. If it is the bush that you are sleeping, there I will sleep with you. If it is in a warehouse that you are sleeping, there I will sleep with you. Where you die, that is where I will die. Where you are buried, that's why I will be buried. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Praise the Lord. You might know that this woman, she has gotten something. Praise the Lord. You know, this one has gotten something. This one knows what he's talking about. Man, what? Me? Why will you discourage such a person? He said, okay, let's go. And when they got to Bethlehem, they went to Bethlehem, Judea, where Naomi came from. That was where they went back. Because Naomi has heard that there is now bread in Israel. Now, let me read what Abraham said, which is very sensitive. And I try to explain myself, try to make it clear by God's grace. The same sermon, 58:12-28, is good for us. So that's why I want to read it. From paragraph 60. Paragraph 60. And we find out that years later, after that Naomi had left the country and gone over to sojourn with the Moabites, and when they heard, Evilly had mistreated her, and she had got out of fellowship with the rest of the believers in Bethlehem, and associated herself in a backsliding condition in another land among another people. In otherwise, she had left the true believing church to go out into the world for a little while to join some social church who believed in just anything will be alright. In there, she lost her husband. And it don't have to be every time in physical death. You might lose him in a spiritual death, or lose your wife. Better stay on good ground. You better stay where you know you are covered by the blood, regardless of what the rest of them look like. How big they are, how fine of spires they have in their churches, or how the big bells ring. You better stay where the blood covered the sin of the people. You might lose one another. And above all, you might lose the Lord Jesus and be bad out. May God help us. We should, no matter whatever happens, we should never, never leave the company of believers. May God have mercy on us. I don't care what they do, or what similar as you think that they are doing that is wrong. Because most of the time, it is complex. So because of famine, Naomi and her husband left Bethlehem, Judea. But Abraham said she could have stayed there because the rest of the people did what? Stayed there. Because, and God promised that he will restore. Praise the Lord. Now let's be careful here. That is not to say that when God leads you to go anywhere, you are free to go. Go. You see, but Abraham taught us of a minister that in his church, he said, God is leading me to Africa. They said, Africa. In Africa, there are diseases. Deadly diseases that will kill you and your wife. He said, you just go. Leave your wife and your children. He said, no. If God is leading me there, that is the safest place to be. Praise the Lord. And that is the truth. If God is leading you anywhere, if it is God, and you are sure it is God that is leading you, fine. We are free to go. And if it is God, no matter the situation there, God will make it to work for your good. Praise the Lord. But where you are not a minister, and you are going to a place that there is no fellowship, a desert land that there is no fellowship, you know there is no fellowship. It's not that there were dollars there, or there were money there were business there were this and this and this that you want to do, and you want to go there because of money. Sorry for you, I'm sorry. That's what Abraham is saying here. We might lose ourselves or even lose the Lord and be bad out. May God help us. No matter whatever it is, Abraham said we should stay where the blood of Jesus covers the people. where we could be fed with the true word of God, where we had the true sound gospel, the message of the hour, not to just go anywhere and think that I should be this or that. May God have mercy on us. Okay, let's continue a little. Paragraph 62. And we find out then that after her son was gone, she lost both of them, and she returned back because there was no revival spirit in the city at that time. Oh, how I would love to rest here for a few minutes. How I would like to pick it up right here and show you, regardless of how many of the churches gone back, stay under the blood. That is the place to abide, in or out, up or down, thick or thin, whatever it may be, stay under the blood. But Naomi, she thought it would be better to go over and join another group, because they were having troubles. Spiritual bread wasn't there, but God will restore it back. I will restore, saith the Lord. Stay in the field where it comes from. So we find that she began to long to go back, because they had that a great revival had broken out. And if you notice, Naomi returned in barley season, the Bible said, just at the time of the harvest. In other words, when there was a great revival going on, spiritually applying it, she returned just in that season. Nothing left. She had nothing. And Orpah, one of the sons' wife, when she came to look upon what she had to sacrifice, being a type of the nominal church or nominal church member, if I have to go over there, I will have to get away from my dances. I will have to get away from my big times and my social gathering. Then she just went, kissed her mother-in-law, and returned back. All right. I think we have read paragraph 66. Okay, now paragraph 68. But Ruth said, I will not go back. Faith rooted. Are you there? All right. I will not go back. Faith rooted, grounded, perfect faith has come into Ruth's heart. She said, I am going right with you. And she clave to her, head unto her. I'm going to be where you are. I like that. Praise the Lord. So it was faith in the God of Israel that brought Ruth to Bethlehem, Judea. And Ruth, when she got to Bethlehem, in the sermon, Kisma Redeemer, Brabram talked about divided into four, Ruth deciding, Ruth serving, Ruth resting, Ruth rewarded. Praise ye the Lord. Whatever decision we make for the Lord, that is not the end of it all. We will serve under our decision. May God help us. So when Ruth got to Bethlehem, Judea, it was not that everything was rosy for her. Oh, everybody was not saying, Ruth, God bless you, you are welcome. Everybody bring food to their house. Ah, Ruth, a Moabite woman that has come to our God. God bless you. Take this one. God bless you. Take that one. God bless you. Take this one. No. Nowhere. Ruth had to go and glean. A humiliating thing to do. Because it is the poor that it is said should glean. God said they should not harvest everything in their farm. They should leave something for the poor. That is what Ruth went for. The poverty. She didn't feel bad, humiliated that she has to go in that way. She went to glean. And the little things that were coming up, she would be picking it, to make food for herself and her mother-in-law. It was not that when she got there, everything was rosy. She was not complaining, she was not murmuring. Because she believed that this God had come to serve. And this God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise the Lord. So, her mother-in-law was guiding her. Do it like this, do this, do that, do this, do that. She didn't complain. She didn't kick at the instruction of the mother-in-law. Because she knows that this mother, this woman is the one that knows the land. Is the one that knows the law of God. She's the one that knows how to instruct me well. And she followed her mother-in-law humbly. Until one day, she went to glean. And this Boaz, Rabbi said, that's the he was the Lord of the harvest. Praise the Lord. Boaz went to greet his people in the farm where they were gleaning. God bless you. God be with you. And it was there he noticed Ruth. He said, who is that one? He said, oh, that is the Moabites woman that came with Naomi. Oh, he said that she must be a virtuous woman. But Abraham said, she stole the reapers. Abraham in the Kismar Redeemer, Abraham called the reapers angels. He said, purposely, drop a handful barley for her when she's following you. Abraham said, that is how God instructs the angels. Once in a while, to drop blessing, handful of blessing for us, so that we'll not be totally discouraged. Praise ye the Lord. So it is that handful she has to, hey, praise the Lord. Though she didn't know that it was purposely dropped for her. She will carry it, and she has a bag full, take it to her mother. They will live on that for a while. Until Naomi said, my daughter, it is time I find rest for you. He said, that man, Boaz, that you are, don't leave his feet, always, that is the place you should always go. Because he's a kinsman, near kinsman to us. He said, I believe that God will give you favor before him. Praise ye the Lord. Our kinsman, the nearest kinsman to us is the Lord Jesus Christ. Though Abraham taught us that there was another kinsman that was nearer to us than the Lord Jesus. But that one is and is building. Praise the Lord. That's the devil. So Ruth continued with Boaz. The Bible taught us that Abraham said that when Boaz saw Ruth, for the first time, Boaz did what? Loved Ruth. She found favor in the heart of this man. And now Naomi taught her what to do. And she did what Naomi told her to do. She was not, she didn't feel bad, humiliated by what Naomi said she should do. And that was how she married Boaz. Eventually. There are a lot of, I didn't want to go into details because this time is gone. If you go to Kismar Redeemer, you will see everything there. So, Boaz married Ruth. And God blessed them with a son, Obed. Ruth plus, sorry for her writing plus, Boaz. They gave birth to what? Obed. This Obed is who? Is the father of Jesse. Jesse, Obed gave birth to Jesse. And Jesse is the father of David. Praise the Lord. We can see how God is bringing the Gentile in. Let me read something before we, okay, maybe as we try to round up the other one, 63, 12, 14. That is paragraph 63 also. Let's start from paragraph 62. David was anointed by this great prophet to be king. No doubt that Samuel, the great prophet, knew these things beforehand. And it was there that this great promised spiritual seed. For God sworn by an oath that he will raise up Christ to sit on the throne of David. Then where else could Christ be born? Here is his father's bone, his grandfather, his great grandfather, great 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 on back. See, his people in the line of the Gentile brought him. And now the Bible said that in his name with the Gentile trust. See, it all has to be brought in so you can see it. We would like to stay here for a while and dwell on that and show you why the Gentile, but I'm sure the spiritual mind will catch this right away now. Because being the mothers and not the fathers, now it was a woman, the bride. The Gentile will be made up, the bride. Will be made up of Gentiles. The Gentile. He will take a people out of the Gentile for his name's sake. That is his name. He took a wife, see, out of the Gentile. And that is how it had to be. Woman coming, church, and they were Gentiles. The grandmother back in line of the seed. Praise the Lord. So that is how it is in this Bethlehem, Judea, that the Gentiles were brought in. These women that have faith in Jehovah, that were brought into Israel. And Jesus Christ, we have a bride also. And we are the bride that Jesus we have, we Gentiles. And it has to be born in that place where all these things were happening. Praise the Lord. May God help us. All right. And just as we close, that was why David, when he was born of Jesse, the least of all the children of, or the last rather, of all the children of Jesse, when God was looking for a man after his own heart, who was that? That was David. A man after his heart. His brothers were there, senior brother. When God told Samuel to go to Bethlehem, this same Bethlehem, to anoint a king for himself, the rest of the brothers were mighty, were strong. Nobody will ever think of Jesse to be the man. You see, we look at the face, but God looks where? He looks at the heart. May God help us. We'll continue from there, God's care in our lives, if God leads us to continue. Praise ye the Lord. Why it had to be the little Bethlehem? Some other wonderful things see happen in Bethlehem, but that is as much as we can take today. You see, known unto God, and it was before from the foundation of the world. God made the plan, and God executed, just like you had in the morning, that everything, we might think that sometimes things are going wrong, but the timepiece of God is ticking what? Right. It doesn't miss. We might think this is wrong. That is wrong. Why would Naomi and Elimelech, why would they go to Moab? Though they lost everything, but God in his own mind wanted to bring in who? Ruth. May God help us. Let's bow down our heads. Why don't you commit yourself to the Lord? Whatever God has spoken to you by this sermon, why don't you commit yourself to the Lord Jesus?
the author and the finisher of our faith. Jehovah God, He gave us His prophet to deliver His word unto us, that will not be in the dark, that our eyes of understanding will be enlightened to know how to follow the Lord and serve Him without wavering, without doubting, living for Him day after day, knowing that God's plan for our lives can never miss. Why don't you commit yourself? Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. As we bring the service to a close, if you want the Lord Jesus, want to be remembered in prayer, rather, why don't you raise up your hand while His servant will commit us to God in prayer. God bless you, sir.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for your word that has gone forth, that we have heard again this evening while little Bethlehem. It's a question that by inspiration your servant used as a topic of the message. Lord, which the sermon itself gave the answer to beyond human comprehension. We thank you, O living God, for your divine program and plans that no man can query or find fault against, because it is you that designed it, and you are the one that executed it. And the prophet has given us a caveat, a warning, not to copy Lord Naomi and Elimelech, because they traveled to the land of the Moabites. The prophet said that is backsliding. So when a Jew leaves the land that God has given unto them, they are backslided. Lord, though they came back with roots, but they never knew how the journey will be, even though they backslide. They suffer for their backsliding condition. And then, at the end of it, you accomplish your own purpose in bringing in roots. We thank you for all that you have done. We receive the warning of your word, Lord, to stay where we are protected by your blood, to stay in the fellowship of the saints together, where your word is preached. Your servant went further, O God, in the message influence of another, as a strong warning, no condition, that we should never leave where the kingdom of God is, where heaven is pouring out, Say, we should never live here. We are spiritually fed day and night. Dear God, may you help us at the time of our decisions not to make wrong decisions. Decisions that will hurt our soul. May we not make it, Heavenly Father. Lord, any decision that will lead us to backsliding conditions spiritually may not work for us, O Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Lord, all that we have learned in this message thus far, may the Holy Spirit bind them in our hearts. May we, O God, be our meditation. Master Jesus, may they work for our closer work with you. May they work for spiritual promotion for us and spiritual blessings, dear Father. Thank you, dear Almighty God. A sister said some few years back, or many years ago, when somebody went to pick an unbeliever as a wife, and then the fellow was coming to church, and the sister said, "What about that? Trying to talk against what we preach." But Lord, I wonder what she will say today. Because when the husband backslidden, she did too. When the husband was no more, she's also no more in the message. We pray you be gracious to us. Help us to watch our utterances. Help us to watch the thought of our hearts. Give us divine understanding. Give us divine revelation. We will not work anything out of our own mental conception. May we follow your word in total. Be gracious unto us. Have your way in our life. Thank you, dear Master. We that are here, listening to your word, under the anointing of your Spirit, we pray, Heavenly Father, that Lord, you will give the Holy Spirit to each and everyone in their soul. That is the only thing that will keep one from backsliding. That's the only one that will hold one in the hour of trial and temptation. That's the only one that will make us to be a candidate of the rapture and all other blessings that follow. May you be gracious to us. We have been in your presence today since morning. And we have spent several hours both listening to your word, singing praises to you, moving around the saints, talking together. It has been a wonderful heavenly atmosphere. And we desire to be in this atmosphere all the time. May you help us, dear Father. While the world is rounding up, while things are going, Lord, to the end of the history of the world, may you help each and every one of us to be prepared. Lord, help us to take time to study your word, to take time to commune with you, that on daily basis. Have your way in our life, Father. Help us to use our time wisely. The blessings we have received today may be permanent in our life. We pray, O living God, that this week we have greater testimony than last week. Perfect the head of the sequence, strengthen the weak, O God. Meet the needs of your people. We ask for joining mercy for those traveling. We pray for your blessing, O God, for the needy, dear Father. May you supply every need. Job seekers, may you open doors of mercy for them. Those who are working already, we pray you lift them up and promote them, dear Father. Those in businesses, may you bless their businesses and may you rebuke devourers for their sake. Thank you, dear Father. While we prepare all our ourselves for the convention that is coming up next week, we pray you prepare us yourself, meet every need, Father. Lord, help us, O God, Lord, to prepare ourselves both physically and spiritually, that we'll go to that place and come back, O God, with abundance of blessings. Let it be, dear Father. Your children, different places planning to come, may you remove obstacles from their way. Those that have put things before you, to things that they want you to accomplish for them to be able to attend, may you grant it unto them, Father. Thank you, righteous Father. Every vessel you have used today to make the blessings to come to us as your children, Lord, whether visible or invisible, may you bless your children. May you reward them, dear Father, to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, King of Glory. The servant that went to Bakata, they bring him back safely. Commit the entire week into your hand, that Lord, you will have the preeminence, Father. The service on Wednesday, that of next Sunday, if you are still here, may be a greater blessing to us. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. When we dismiss to return back to our homes, you are the one that brought us safely. May you take us back home safely. Give us a wonderful night rest, Lord. May the week be wonderful unto us. May be full of your blessings. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. We are coming to the end of today's services. Lest I forget, I can make out where Sister Doja is sitting. Is she in church? Is Sister Doja here? She's outside. Okay. Yeah, I sent a message to her that somebody sent to me and I forwarded it to her. I just don't want to forget. That's why I'm mentioning it. The Lord bless you richly. Those who have not registered, let us register before next weekend, because they will put in the last set of registration by Saturday. After that Saturday, the remaining may be at the camp. It's going to be inconvenient for you. And I think we have announced enough, isn't it? So, may the Lord be our help. In the course of the week, any moment from today, we will put some instructions on the WhatsApp group about transportation, as we are trying to make some investigation about going to the place where you can stay to enter which vehicle to be able to get to the place. And we in Ibadan, we are still the closest to the place, isn't it? Some people are coming from Jos, from Kaduna, from Abuja, from different parts of the nation. They are coming. Their own is times, I don't know how many number compared to our own here in Ibadan. So if you say that place is far, because we are now at Ajebo, you say that place is very far. What will somebody from Jos say? May God be gracious to us. Wednesday, God willing, being that, you know, it was this last Wednesday, I just saw Reverend Godfrey in church, and it was after we closed that we talked so that I know when he was going, and he told me he has already come for the convention. I said, talk. So that I will not just sit down throughout looking at us. I've spoken to him this afternoon and has agreed that we will take our short Wednesday prayer meeting, and then next Sunday afternoon service, he will also be taking the same. Because the morning we used to summarize the messages we have preached for the last 2 months or three. God bless you richly. And may his coming gladden our heart. Shall rise. Hymn number 53. There's a land that is fairer than day. By faith we can see the far.
Sweet, oh, by and by, we shall meet our love.